My mother was born Nellie Whitaker on December 19, 1913, in Hickory, Oklahoma. Her parents, William and Grace, both hailed from Denton, Texas, but were married in Rush Springs, Oklahoma in 1909. They moved to the town of Roff, Oklahoma, around 1916, where my grandfather worked as a farmer. My father, Tom, was born on March 24, 1915, in Texas. His parents, Will and Maud, were from Missouri and Texas, respectively. My paternal grandfather only made it through the fifth grade, and the Jackson family really struggled financially. Mother used to say that when she first realized how hard Daddy had it growing up, she felt sorry for him. They were as poor as people can possibly be. But one thing Daddy did have was a deep love for music. He began playing guitar and fiddle from an early age. Mother was still living in Roth as a young woman in the early 1930s, but at some point she traveled to Maud, which is about 60 miles east of Oklahoma City, to visit her sister Edna. Even though my aunt's name was Edna, everyone called her Polly. That's the thing about country people. You have to work to keep up with all the various names. I haven't even told you about my Aunt Electa yet, but we'll get there eventually. The little city of Maud was established in the late 1800s and straddles Pottawatomie and Seminole counties in central Oklahoma. I've been told that it was on the dividing line between Oklahoma Territory and Indian Territory, and that a barbed wire fence once ran along Broadway to keep the Indians from crossing that border. The town was named for Maud Stearns, who was the sister-in-law to the owners of the local general store. By the early 1900s, there was a post office, a train station, and a newspaper. When oil was discovered in the 1920s, Maud became a boom town, and the population of a few hundred residents soon swelled to as many as 10,000. By the time Aunt Polly was living there, things had settled down considerably, and the population was less than half what it had been in its heyday. One Saturday night, Polly suggested that she and Mother go out to a dance. My daddy was the leader of a little band that was performing that night, and he spotted Mother as soon as she arrived at the dance hall. During one of the songs, Daddy turned to his brother, who was also in the band. "You take over for a minute," he said. "I've got to go meet this girl, but I'll be back soon." He climbed down from the bandstand, made his way across the room, and asked Mother if she'd like to dance. I guess that was it for both of them. Mother was a beautiful woman, and Daddy was quite a handsome guy in his younger days. They both adored music and loved to dance. It was love at first sight. Mother and Daddy married in 1933 and made their home there in Maud. My father worked various jobs and played music on the side. He was working at a gas station by the time I came along on October 20th, 1937. He soon found work driving a delivery truck for a bread company. I was born prematurely, and my family says it was the last time I was early for anything. They tell me I live on rock and roll time. Mother was scheduled to have a C-section, which was pretty unusual at that time. I'm not entirely certain what sort of complications she had during her pregnancy, since people really didn't discuss those matters openly in those days. I do know that she had a very difficult time. The plan was that I would enter the world at a hospital in Oklahoma City, but when Mother unexpectedly went into labor, she had to stay in Maud. That's where I was born, on October 20th, 1937. Mother wanted to name me Roberta because my dad's middle name was Robert. He wouldn't have it. I don't know where he came up with it, but Daddy said he always wanted to have a daughter, and he declared in no uncertain terms, her name is Wanda. It's got to be Wanda. Since he was set on the first name, Mother came up with my middle name, which is LaVon. I don't know why it wasn't Roberta. Maybe she thought she'd save that name in case she had a second daughter. But another child was not part of the plan for the Jacksons. Not only was Mother's pregnancy difficult, but natural childbirth was an extremely painful challenge for her. She was always number one for Daddy. And when he saw what a problem she had, he didn't want her to ever risk going through that kind of pain and discomfort again. He went to the chopping block, as he called it, so there would be no chance of Mother getting pregnant a second time. And with that, Wanda LaVon Jackson's fate as an only child was sealed.